Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the things that's a lot of fun for me, and I still have this experience from time to time, even though I've been drinking wine for a long time, is, you know, coming across grape varieties that you're not necessarily familiar with, or that you may have been familiar with, but you didn't really know what they were called. Right. Italy is full of those. And one of the great regions is Valpolicella. So you were doing some experiments there. How many people actually know these grapes?
Well, the two grapes involved, the principal ones, are Corvina and Rondinella. And no, they're not household names. But Valpolicella, what a wonderful wine. Hugh, this could be my favorite Italian wine, and it's certainly up there in my top three. I just love it. Now, the one to look for is, it's a long name. Let me do it. Valpolicella Ripasso Classico Superiore. So Valpolicella is the style of wine. Ripasso is how it's made. They actually pour the wine over the skins of the Amarone that's been made, and so it's repassed over them. Classico means geographically it's the classic region, and Superiore means the quality of this grape. I tried three, and as much as these things are similar, they're also quite different. La Giurata, Valpolicella Ripasso. If you like a little wine with your spice, this should be your number. The aroma. it's just a virtual explosion of spice slathered over rich berry jam smells. The wine is light, medium-bodied with deep fruit flavors. The spice carries through to the flavor, to the palate. And I was getting black pepper, cardamom, also tart blackberry, and brighter red cherry. And this is a nice layer of earthiness that I found underneath it that leads to a nice mild streak of tannin. So just a nice one. I really liked it. It would be great with a plate of cured meats, olives, and hard cheese. Really lovely. Now, the next one was a bit different. This is Tenuta Santi Antonio, a Monte Garbi. And we're going to put all of these on the website, so you don't have to write them down. At $24, it's a buck more than the previous one, the La Giurata, which is $23. This Valpolicella is a horse of a different color. Its aroma is biscuity, yeasty, with just a touch of blackberry jam. And the wine is very soft, very drinkable, so light and yet with its tannins, so seemingly deep. Now, I cannot imagine a better pizza wine than this one. Those tannins are just going to melt the cheese and just make it taste, you know, just really, really wonderful. Tremendous flavors on that one. Tenuta Sant'Antonio. Now, here's the one that knocked my socks off. Secondo Marco Valpolicella. I gave this 3 stars, which means it's a Saturday night dinner wine. At $33, that's a bit of money, but this is worth every penny. It's probably the most intense Valpolicella I've ever had. While still being medium-bodied, there is an impressive depth of flavor here, along with intensity and zest. The nose shows off a bit of volatile acidity, which is that nail polish remover. That blows off, and that gives way to a layer of tart black cherry with touches of earthiness. The flavors start with that dark cherry and all that, with a touch of anise, black pepper, and a finish of mild tannins. A fine example of a really good dinner wine from Valpolicella. I really liked it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.